stars come out. Well, then, fellas, come on, you know what I'm talking about.
Michelle Franzen. NATO officials and allies calling Russia's breach of Poland's airspace an escalation. Russian drones targeting Ukraine crossed into neighboring Poland, leading to NATO to scramble jets to shoot them down. It comes as President Trump's efforts to get Russia's leader to agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine has stalled. ABC's Louis Martinez is at the Pentagon.
A lot of activity last night. There were at least 19 incursions that we're aware of. Obviously very significant and really, really tough language coming from the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, who said that the actions were from Russia were absolutely reckless and absolutely dangerous.
In Florida, a jury has been seated in the trial of Ryan Ruth. He's the man accused in the assassination attempt against Donald Trump last year at one of the Trump's golf courses. Opening statements underway. Ruth is representing himself at the trial. New data shows prices at the wholesale level eased in August from the previous month, leading to stocks mixed in afternoon trading. This is ABC News. In Los Angeles, there are more questions than answers after human remains were found in the front trunk of a Tesla at a tow yard. That car registered to a popular singer.
Investigators have not yet identified the victim whose remains were found inside the Tesla registered to the singer known as David. The LA County Medical Examiner says it has determined the highly decomposed remains belonged to a woman who had wavy black hair. She was wearing a tube top and black leggings, but they cannot determine a race or even an eye color. David performed in Minneapolis on Tuesday night. Police say how the woman died is not yet clear. Nobody has been arrested. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
NASA says it's found another clue in the mystery and debate on whether life exists on the red planet. NASA says they've discovered evidence that life could have existed on Mars billions of years ago. It all comes from a rock discovered on Mars last year by the Perseverance Mars rover. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. The federal trial in Arkansas for a man accused of kidnapping a pregnant Wisconsin teenager has been delayed.
WBAY reports that online court records show a jury trial for 40-year-old Gary Day has been rescheduled for January 20th in Little Rock. Day pleaded not guilty to multiple federal felony charges after he and the now 17-year-old girl from Beaver Dam were found at a truck stop in Nebraska earlier this year. Day has a criminal record in Arkansas, and he cut off a GPS monitor before traveling to Wisconsin in February. He faces four felony counts of child enticement and abduction in Dodge County Court. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Package of bills introduced by Assembly Republicans would encourage school districts to consolidate as enrollments decline. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nadweski says consolidating can offer more opportunities to students.
The savings that they realize, particularly from reducing administrative bloat and redundant services, will provide districts with more resources for the classroom.
Nadweski's bill would offer financial incentives to districts that voluntarily consolidate. Assembly Republicans introduced a number of education-focused legislation at the Capitol on Tuesday. Wisconsin law enforcement leaders say they're facing challenges in recruitment and retention. Columbia County Sheriff Roger Brandner also leads associations representing sheriffs and deputy sheriffs statewide.
When I got hired back in 1991, for one job, you would see hundreds of applicants. Right now, we run multiple processes to get one person in the door.
Sheriffs and police chiefs told a legislative committee Tuesday that negative public perceptions have played a part in decreasing interest in law enforcement careers. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mixed skies with highs making it to the mid-70s today. Got more patchy fog rolling in overnight with clearing skies. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow and slightly warmer. Highs reaching the upper 70s. And the mugginess starts to seep in for Friday. Partly sunny, we reach the low 80s. Need a getaway or change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, 66 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
America Healthy Again Commission released its second report yesterday afternoon. Not surprisingly, the reviews are mixed, but are mostly positive from the ag community. We'll dig into some of the details, and we will get crop updates from Iowa and Illinois in this week's Farmer Forum.
From an appropriately timed hump day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Dr. Mark Kern from San Diego State University. Then it's our Farmer Forum with panelists Rock Ketchnig and Tim Barak. Directly following the news, Karen Bonert from Farm Journal's Milk. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah, we've got Dr. Mark Kern back on, Professor awesome. Kern from San Diego State. We had him on, it's been a little while ago, to give us his thoughts, his analysis of the initial MAHA Commission report. And basically what he said at that time was, okay, this all seems very, you know, this seems like something that we can pursue, but there's a lot of unanswered questions in there. Hopefully the proposals are answering some of those questions that were unanswered for Dr. Kern in the initial report. We'll find out. I've given it a read, and I guess it's more generic than what I thought it was going to be, Davis. I expected something very specific on seed oil, something very specific on high fructose corn syrup, something very specific on glyphosate, on atrazine, on a whole long list of issues, and it's still lacking, as far as I can tell. It is still lacking on details. And they like the idea of precision ag so much that they not only gave it one subhead, but two subheads. Mm-hmm. And they both basically say the same thing. I'm not too sure they realize they did that.
Well, but if there's one thing that this administration seems to really enjoy, it's that word framework. Perhaps this is the Maha's version of a framework that we can celebrate in the meantime while still awaiting more specific details.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Hey, we better, we got to leave some time for Margie, so let's go ahead and get to the news.
Well, sure thing. According to the National Weather Service, I just realized I announced Karen Bonert. Yeah, me and Joe have been going back and forth. Sorry, Margie Eckelkamp from The Scoop. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms will move into parts of the northern high plains, northern central Rockies, and on Friday, over parts of the upper Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, smoke from wildfires has prompted air quality alerts over parts of the northwest. We're not seeing it here so much. Chip, 72 degrees and sunny in the city of Kansas. Beautiful morning thus far.
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning in northeast Iowa, too. 67 degrees. We're heading for a high in the middle 70s again, heating up to the upper 80s by this weekend.
Well, corn, soybeans, and wheat were under pressure overnight, continued slightly lower after the open. The U.S. dollar index was steady. Crude oil prices firmer, trading around $63.25 a barrel. That's ahead of the open. Fed cattle futures were higher, with feeder cattle and lean hogs mixed in early trade this morning. Chip, it looks like we're still got some pressure going in the corn, beans, and the wheat futures. Feeder cattle don't look quite as sporty today, do they?
No. Again, after yesterday's limit down, we're seeing some follow-through selling. It's not as bad as what it could be. Yeah. Keep that in mind. October contracts down $1.15.
Well, according to a Reuters survey of analysts, USDA will estimate U.S. corn production at 16.516 billion bushels and an average yield of 186.2 bushels per acre. The average of the analysts surveyed by Reuters shows a U.S. soybean production estimate of 4.271 billion bushels. That's on an average yield of 53.3 bushels per acre in the September report. That's coming up on Friday, Chip.
On Friday, both of those yields would easily be new record national average yields.
Well, we talked about this a moment ago, but Tuesday's Make America Healthy Again, or MAHA Commission report, which is the president's official health policy roadmap, does not include new crackdowns on the food and ag industries. The report calls on federal agencies to work with restaurants to increase education and awareness of healthy food options for children and to evaluate the health effects of pesticides.
I got to admit, when I'm going through it and looking at some of the dietary recommendations, I'm thinking to myself, well, they already do that. We already do this. And then on the pesticide things side of things, I wish there was some more clarity there. But we'll get into it later.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent called on the Federal Reserve to change its monetary policy stance after a government agency revised U.S. jobs data to show weaker hiring in the year through March. Treasury Chief Bessent said, quote, President Trump inherited a far worse economy than originally reported, and he's right to say the Fed is choking off growth with high rates. A global crude oil glut is already underway, with inventories expected to rise in the current quarter. This according to a U.S. Energy Information Administration report. Global inventories are set to grow by an average of more than 2 million barrels per day in the current quarter through the first quarter of next year. And it's heating up over there in Europe. Chip, Poland shot down Russian drones that crossed into its territory during Russia's latest airstrike on Ukraine, calling the incursion, quote, an act of aggression. Poland will seek to trigger NATO consultations on a potential response.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop. Good morning, Margie.
Hey, good morning, Chip. Good morning, Davis. I was furiously getting ready some dairy commentary, but I'm glad we stuck with the plan.
I appreciate that. Trying to cover for me. Thank you.
Instead, talk about making those agronomic choices for 26.
Yeah, I do want to highlight this morning some of the insights, not only from the latest Scoop podcast, but actually an industry event I attended last night. And that really is how farmers, retailers, their advisors and consultants are fine-tuning those financial decisions for 26. Mm-hmm. right? And it's really about the best agronomics and the highest yielding products while spreading out risk. That's highlighted in our latest Scoop podcast interview with Mark Menke. He is a seed products agronomist with Wilbur Ellis. And the independent seed companies, they are highlighting this opportunity farmers have, specifically in evaluating some of the higher priced trait packages. And are those tools the ones that farmers could be investing in for the year ahead? Or are there other ways to manage those pest risk and threats? And that's when I was having a conversation last night at that industry event. New Leaf opened a new research and development center here in St. Louis. And in speaking with them and the biological, specifically the biocontrols space that they're working in, they've seen how farmers have layered some of those trait packages for corn rootworm control along with their biocontrol for corn rootworm and seen advantages there. And perhaps even opening up the idea, are there new products that can protect farmers from these known pests in new ways? So worthy conversations as farmers tease out what is the value going ahead.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Get more on that and other stories. www.thedailyscoop.com. Thank you so much, Margie. We've got Dr. Mark Kern next.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Koch Agronomic Services, your trusted crop nutrient solutions partner for a more successful season.
When it comes to Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer, there's a lot of noise. So let's set the record straight. Centuro is an EPA-registered nitrification inhibitor. It's non-corrosive, easy to handle, and powered by pronitridine, a patented active ingredient offering agronomically effective below-ground protection. And it's trusted by growers and retailers alike because it truly makes a difference. Get all the facts and see how Centuro is delivering real results at CenturoWorks.com.
Running a trucking business is hard enough. Don't let compliance paperwork slow you down. At Dakota Group, we make DOT compliance simple and easy. From MCS 150 and UCR filings to strategic advisory services and more, Dakota Group is your trusted partner for comprehensive trucking compliance solutions. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today. Call 844-426-2400 today. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today.
When you're an expert on soil and crops, you're a soil scientist. When you're an expert on the weather, you're a meteorologist. And when you're an expert on soybeans, you are an Asgrow farmer. Like you, Asgrow brand is relentlessly focused on soybeans, with localized products featuring leading genetics and weed management systems. It all works together to give you maximum profit potential. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential of every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.34% for well-qualified borrowers. rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. The Make America Healthy Again Commission, it released its initial report in May. We've seen some reaction to it. As a matter of fact, we had Dr. Mark Kern from San Diego State University on with us not all that long ago to give us his initial reaction to the initial MAHA Commission report. And we've got him back right now to give us his thoughts on the proposals to that were included in the Make Our Children Healthy Again proposals. And Dr. Kern, welcome back to AgriTalk. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Glad that you are here. Okay, you've had an opportunity to look at the MAHA Commission's proposals to improve children's health. Yep. I'm going to stay real generic on this first question, Mark.
Okay.
Was it what you expected it to be?
No, I expected there to be some actual details. There's it's a bullet point list. If anybody's seen it, it's just a list of bullet points, and we don't know what direction they're going to go within those bullet points. It could end up being some things that are positive. Some things seem really scary, especially coming from this commission. I don't have a lot of trust in where it's going.
There are a lot of open doors in this report, from what I can tell, Mark. There's when you start looking at some of the EPA will continue to research this, or USDA will continue to establish this. You just think to yourself, well, there's that. That's not direction.
No, it's not.
Right.
And it just leaves everyone guessing. How do you know what to plan for?
Right, right. What are the biggest shortfalls here?
Well, it's the lack of detail that's the biggest shortfall.
Okay.
And, of course, the biggest shortcoming is the group of people that have put this together. This MAHA Commission is not a group of people that I trust with understanding the science and putting policies in place that make sense for the American public, for the consumers, for the farmers, for industry. It just scares me.
Mark, this is a document that I think was highly anticipated by consumers in the country, by lawmakers that were planning to look at this document and say, listen, this is the presidential roadmap for how we are going to move forward.
Right.
It is lacking on all respects there, isn't it?
I think so. I think it sets them up for more presidential executive orders and just policies from the top down rather than using good scientific bases for making decisions.
Yeah. Did you see any specific recommendations regarding seed oils?
I didn't see any seed oil specific recommendations. What I did see are things like they want to have MAHA boxes. There's one sentence about MAHA boxes that would help with the SNAP program. What do they think should go in that MAHA box? That scares me because I didn't trust what they had to say about foods in the MAHA Commission report. So is it going to be super restrictive? Is it going to be open to scientifically based recommendations for eating healthy? I don't really know.
Right, right. And I don't, when I saw the reference to the MAHA boxes, Mark, I didn't know if it was an actual box of food or a box of information on how to be more healthy. I don't know.
That's true. There's no detail on that. I'm picturing it being actual boxes that SNAP people will be able to purchase with the vouchers. But what will be in the boxes? I don't know.
Right, right. Any specific mention or comments, recommendations on high fructose corn syrup?
I didn't see anything specifically on high fructose corn syrup. So one thing that I take as a positive is that it wasn't super restrictive, but the proof will be in nutrition. We say the proof will be in the pudding. Okay, I don't think that's just a nutrition phrase, but I think that's the case here. The proof will be in the pudding. What are they going to do with all this?
We were supposed to know with this report what they were going to do with all of this.
Exactly. They seem to be kicking the can down the road.
Could that be because when the deeper that they dug into the U.S. food system and continued to look for all these glaring errors in how the food system is functioning, that they just didn't find them?
That, or they know that if they tinker with it, it's going to mess up things for the consumer. Maybe they figured out if we go overboard here, this is going to cause more problems than it's going to help.
Right. Did you find a satisfactory definition to highly processed foods in this report?
No, but I believe this report says they're going to work toward defining that. Somewhere in there, I remember it saying that they will work on a definition for that, which I think is a good thing. I think it's a huge challenge. I just don't like the current definition that they're using from what's called the NOVA classification.
Right. Okay. I'll admit, I knew the answer to that question before I asked it, Mark, and I'm going to read
did
to
I get
you.
It right?
Yes, you did. I'm going to read to you what's in the report. Ultra-processed foods. USDA, HHS, and FDA will continue efforts to develop a U.S. government-wide definition for ultra-processed food to support potential future research and policy activity.
Well, again, it's Kick not very
can.
Much detail. But yes, it is.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing to me. Put yourself in the position of a produce farmer out there in California, Mark. What does that producer need to know? What most need to know about this report?
I think they need to know that they should keep their eyes on the ball, make sure that they're watching to see what the next move is going to be, because we don't know what direction they're going to go.
Okay. I'm going to ask the same thing about a Midwest row crop, corn and soybean producer. You know, there's been some comments about, listen, we like what they're saying about pesticides and pesticide registrations at EPA, that EPA is doing a good job of the pesticide and registration. I'm talking about glyphosate and atrazine specifically here, but there was no specific mention of glyphosate and atrazine that I could see, was there?
I didn't see that either. They did mention that they are working toward this in conjunction with farmers. So I don't know how true that is, but hopefully they are receiving input from the farming community.
Right, right. Okay. What should protein producers take from this? Cattle guys, hog guys, poultry guys?
I don't know that there's a lot of specifics there. I know that if you go back to the original report, RFK, the MAHA Commission, seems to be very pro-cattle, maybe some pro-pork. I don't know what the poultry people are going to be doing. They seem to have been left out. But but they did seem to talk pro-beef products like tallow and so forth. So maybe they should be more relaxed of anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. We were not supposed to be having a conversation like this, Mark, with so many loose ends still out there about what RFK Jr.'s role at HHS and the MAHA Commission is going to be. We're still trying to figure out what their role is going to be in the overall nutrition picture of the country, aren't we?
Yeah. Originally, it seemed like they said that this was going to all be fast-tracked. They were going to make some quick changes. Now, as we said, they're kicking the can down the road, which might be the best outcome if the can just keeps rolling so that we can continue what we want to do. But it still leaves a lot of questions, a lot of guesses. And I'm not an economist, but it seems like when there's questions like that, it makes it hard to predict how to spend money and how to be a good farmer, how to be a good agroeconomist, all that type of thing.
Right, right. Well, and you know, even from you know, looking over at your profession in the nutrition, this was supposed to provide some guidance for the early days of a person's existence.
Yeah.
Up until you get them at San Diego State University and turn them into football players and baseball players, you know, this was supposed to provide some guidance there, and it doesn't. It just does not.
It's not there yet. No.
It is not. Well, hey, Mark, please stay in contact with us. I sure want to continue this conversation with you going forward. Thank you.
You bet. Reach out anytime.
Excellent. Thank you. That is Dr. Mark Kern. He is a professor in the Food and Nutrition Department at San Diego State University. We've got the Farmer Forum coming up next here on AgriTalk.
Looking to amplify your soybean yield potential? Let's talk about soybean blends. Not every seed company offers them, but there's a reason they're Champion Seeds' best-selling products at every maturity. With a blend, the traits from both varieties help maintain your yield potential and protect you from the floor. And these blends consistently yield higher than the individual varieties combined to make them. See what they can do for your yields at plantchampion.com.
At a certain point, you can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zatavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols, because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent quality performance from every seed. Performance that can pay off with better soybean yield. Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 21 to 1671. November down 23 to 1672. December down 13 to 1710. January down 8 at 1713. Meanwhile, live cattle markets have now turned higher. Feeder cattle have turned mixed, as we do have some technical buying starting to creep back into the market, as boxed beef prices, after starting the day lower, now have turned mostly mixed as slightly higher in some areas, and that is helping to support the cattle contracts, at least some of the contracts, after the big technical sell-off over the last few days. Hog markets continue to move mostly higher as well due to continued technical buying and strength in pork cutout values. October live cattle up 55 cents to 230.72. September feeder cattle up 207 to 353.77. October hogs up 80 cents to 96.92. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly lower, as the trade is unwilling to move the markets higher until they have a better understanding of the overall yield potential and what size crops are out in the field. They'll get some of those answers coming up on Friday with the latest USDA crop reports. New crop corn down 2.5 to 417 and a quarter. New crop beans down 5.25 to 1026. Meanwhile, December wheat down 3.25 to 517.
The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevia's got your back. Elsevia's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevia hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevia.com or call Elsevia and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevia.com to learn more about Elsevia's FOB program.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Wednesday morning. That means it is time for the Farmer Forum. We've got Rock Ketchnig over in Illinois. Rock, it's good to talk to you again. How are you this morning?
Real good, buddy. Beautiful weather like this, it's hard not to be good. How about you?
Doing real fine over here. And we've got Tim Barak, Northeast Iowa producer. Tim, it's good to talk to you, man. How are you?
I am well, Chip. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Glad that you're here, guys. Glad you're here. Rock, let's start with you. Give us an update on what your current crop conditions look like. What are you thinking?
We've poked into some corn on the lighter soil. We had a real dry August. The end of July, we had the potential for the biggest crop in history, but the month of August, we had a 6-tenths and a 3-tenths, and that really hurt. We're quite a ways off from getting into soybeans, but the corn test weight is much less than a year ago. Yields are much less than a year ago, and we're kind of finding what we expected.
Well, it's what you expected after a month like you had in August, but compare it to August 1 conditions, your expectations are way down from what you thought you had on August 1.
Oh, certainly. Certainly, yeah. Going that dry in August really took the top end, especially on these more sandy, lighter soils, you know.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, when you grab a handful of corn out of the grain tank, we're seeing so many small kernels. Right. That's really affect yield. Last year we had such beautiful size kernels, beautiful test weight. So much dry corn, number two corn went right in the bin. We're probably going to see dry corn this year, but we're certainly off last year's highs on yield. There's no doubt about that.
Okay. All right. Tim, what about you? What's the corn and soybean crops look like up in Northeast Iowa?
Well, after listening to Rock, I feel very fortunate. You know, we did have the August rains. Our problem has been too much rain all along. And we did have the southern rust. We had northern rust. Surprisingly that, you know, we put fungicides on. I think things still look pretty good. The beans look really good. I mean, they're just starting to turn. A lot of green in them yet. And I don't see us doing anything the month of September. I think it's going to be October before the combine does a thing.
Okay. All right. I'm sure that you get around over in Eastern Iowa. Do you see much of the dead corn out there here on September 10th? And I mean, it's some of those fields have been dead for a week already, haven't they?
Well, that's true. You do see that. And so, you know, there'll be activity before I get to it, and that I know. But I really haven't heard of anybody doing anything in my area.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Okay. Tim, where are you at today? What are you doing?
Well, I'm actually lobbying. Right now I'm standing in the hallway between the Senate, Russell, and Dirksen Senate building talking to you. We're okay. Working on E15 and 45Z while we're here.
Okay. The E15, boy, we got some good news with California and the Senate there passing the approval of E15 use out in California. But we need to see that go nationwide year-round, don't we?
Well, that's the point, and that's why I'm here. We need E15 year-round nationwide without all the rules and regulations that currently can tie it up. And it's going to take years to get it implemented fully, you know, with all the people that sell gasoline. And so part of the process here is, number one, find the vehicle to attach the legislation to and have it include the fact that if you've got E10, you know, new E10 facilities, that probably E15 will work just fine with it, which is a critical component.
Right.
And hopefully there's something by the end of the year that it'll be attached to. And that's what we're out here talking to the representatives and senators about.
Are
and
they
there's
giving
good support for it. There's okay. good support for it. But there was good support for it last year, too, until Elon dropped it the day of the last vote.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
There's so no guarantees. No guarantees.
Yeah. And with as tight as the margins are in both the House and the Senate, trying to get anything done is just it's a monumental task. It's going to take bipartisan efforts and real leadership from both parties to get this done, isn't it?
It is, but this is a bipartisan issue. This is this is good for the nation. If we could get E15 year-round, the consumers of this country would spend $20 billion less just on their gasoline alone. And and it's good for the air, and it's good for agriculture, and it's good for farmers. And there's no downside to it, and there's no requirement. You know, it's just getting a law that allows it to be sold. And so it's not a requirement, but and it doesn't cost the government anything. And so those are all our talking points. So I'm optimistic that, well, at least we'll get a shot at it.
Okay. Okay, good. Good. Hey, Rock, let's go back to the crop here for just a second before we talk about biofuels. Have you noticed any difference on your corn crop that got a fungicide versus what didn't?
Well, we focused on the fuller season maturities that we're going to, you know, pick later at harvest. We're going to save for later. The early corn that we did not spray that we're harvesting now. And, you know, I'm just not seeing as much disease in it as I was scared I was going to.
Okay.
Hey, real quickly, I would like to thank Tim for his time out there and commitment. And please, Tim, voice to our legislators the sadness that is going to be in these rural communities if we don't do something very quickly about these prices of our commodities.
We are voicing that, Rock. They are aware, but it's hard.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And you know, I think one thing that we've got to remember here is Senate Ag Committee Chairman Bozeman very recently when he was home. Tim, he got an earful when he was down in Arkansas, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And there's some farmers drove, I read where farmers drove hundreds of miles for that meeting, and they were so surprised. But there's great pain in the country. And if we think it's bad this year, I think next year at this time it could get ugly without changing. I mean, really ugly without changing. Those are the things we're trying to point out. Unfortunately, E15, if we do get it done, it's years of implementation. You know, your trade issues are a bigger, more short-term thing, and we're talking about that too. It's E15, 45Z, and trade when we go in and grab these folks.
Right.
And you know, you just got to point it out. China hasn't bought one bushel of soybeans yet. And, you know, and I think this looks like the soybean market is going to control the corn market. And if you have 600 million bushels of extra beans laying around here the 1st of December, what's that going to look like? Those are the things you talk about.
Right.
But there's no good answers. You know,
right.
You think you got ideas, but there's a big difference between saying what we think would work and getting something going.
Right.
You're 100% spot on about 2026.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly.
Yeah, that's where things are setting up to be really tough. I mean, we've drained working capital. We've drained a lot of liquidity out of farming right now, and people are having to get creative in their financing, and that meeting down in Arkansas that Tim was referencing there, Rock, I know they're talking about we need to do something to break up the monopolies that are setting prices on the input side of things. What's your take there?
Well, case in point, Chip, crude's at $62, $63 a barrel, and farm diesel is $3 a gallon. Four companies control the price of fertilizer. Yeah, I was really excited to read all those comments and what went on down there in Arkansas. Maybe we need to do that in every state.
fertilizer gets worse.
Yeah.
Ammonia, phosphorus. Look at the record difference between the price of corn and the cost of fertilizer. I mean, right. That and that's the problem. We've lived with $3.50 corn. We've had $4 corn. Farmers know how to farm with that. But we didn't have the cost structure we've got now. No relief, no help, no change. And so you talk about that, but everybody looks at each other, you know? And probably in the end, I think the administration's probably going to put out some more payments, write checks. But once again, is that how we want to farm? But I guess we're going to take them. We're going to need them. It's ugly.
Yeah.
Not to mention the runaway train of farm machinery. People are going to wear out wrenches repairing. But, you know, the fertilizer inputs, we have to have that. So it's just a bad story. The farm payments, the payments we might get, it's going to be like trying to put out house fire with a garden hose.
Yeah.
So here's another one. I grow seed corn for a company. And so I was talking to I had two phone calls yesterday. One was my seed corn agent, and I said, how much are you going to lower the price of seed corn to me next year? And he laughed, says, we're going to go up. Well, I said, my seed corn company is paying me $250 an acre less for what I grow this year than what I grow last year. So there's a savings there that you can hopefully pass on.
Okay, Tim, we're going to have to continue that part of the conversation. And I know there's more to it than what we just got right there. We're in the middle of a farmer forum with Rock Ketchnick from Illinois and Tim Barak from Northeast Iowa. We'll continue next here on AgriTalk.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Grown-ups, don't go back to school. Go forward through school into your future as an IT professional. Whether you're starting out, switching careers, or a veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you get into IT in just a few short months with no prior experience. So take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. Your rewarding career in IT awaits. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the VA benefits.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
We're number one. We're number one.
The Pioneer brand 4 seedless corn team beat DeKalb Smart Stacks and VT4 Pro.
They scored a 7.1 bushels per acre average yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
They're coming this way.
Woo! We crushed corn rootworm.
How'd you guys do it?
Three modes of action, baby.
How'd you clobber those weeds?
Herbicide flexibility, yeah!
Another winning season.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
If you want bigger yields, you gotta start with better soil prep. And Great Plains Vertical Tillage can help you get the most out of every acre. Turbo Chisel leaves your ground level for one-pass tools in the spring. Max Chisel slices and buries residue with Samurai Edge blades. Ultra Chisel handles your toughest post-harvest conditions. And the VT1500 Subsoiler resets those yield-robbing compaction layers deep below the surface. Talk to your local Great Plains dealer or visit greatplainsag.com. Maximum yield starts here.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tariffs, trade deals, federal budgets, regulations, uncertainty abounds wherever you look. But one thing seems certain, the 2025 corn crop could break records across the United States. Talk with an AgMarket.net hedging strategist today, and we'll help you cut through the noise so you can make informed decisions based on facts. Our experienced team offers farmers and producers commodity brokerage and consulting services. Global perspective, local insight. Head to AgMarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures and/or options.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
I don't know what you're thinking. So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome back. We're going to restart the Farmer Forum here. We've got Rock Ketchnig over in Illinois and Tim Barak in Northeast Iowa. Tim, at the end of the last segment, you were talking about the conversation about seed corn. You're getting $250 an acre less for the seed that you're producing this year, but seed prices aren't likely to go down next year. What else did you talk about with your seed guy?
Well, that was about it, plus, you know, what the prospects are. But I was just pointing that out to him, that there's things are changing, and if someone doesn't speak up and start saying something, we're not going to get any help. You know, it's just like fertilizer. What do? You know, we've got to get the cost down. Rod mentioned fuel, but it's just a struggle.
Yep.
Nobody budges yet. Inflation is wild.
Inflation is absolutely wild. And Rock, you know, you were talking about everybody's going to be wearing out their wrenches fixing their equipment this year. But when you look at the what has happened to the cost of parts, as I understand it, if you're looking for where inflation in agriculture may have been the most severe, it might be on.
Well, you have to shop around. You know, fortunately, there's some sideline companies that you can buy the same part from. And we just got to be a little bit more diligent rather than walking in and picking it up and taking it home from over the counter, you know. Real drastic change of difference in prices. Some things you can't find on the internet, but a lot you can.
Yep. Okay. Rock, what else is on your priority list?
Well, safety, number one this time of year. A lot of moving parts. You know, you rely on help, and the accidents always happen when you're in a hurry. And the biggest thing is we've just got to stay safe in this game, and whether it's on the road or machine or whatever, take your time. And that's number one focus, the safety.
Gotcha. Are you still with President Trump and the Trump administration on trade issues, or is it starting to wear thin with you, Rock?
I wouldn't say wear thin. I sure have a bad feeling in my heart here with this China situation, not buying any soybeans, but I'm sure on board with him the way he's cleaning up the crime and corruption in a lot of these cities. I'm with him, but boy, we need to have a talk with someone and open up something here in China. This is serious stuff. We've already missed the November window of soybeans to China. So let's get that message across.
Yeah. Yep. Tim, what about you? Your take on trade and the political atmosphere in general?
Well, it's interesting, and it's expensive. And that's why, you know, when you lose the China market, and they're buying, they are paying $1.70 more per bushel to buy from Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay instead of buying here right now from us. So that tells me that they're not going to be buying anytime soon. They're making their point. There's enough beans in South America to supply the China needs for the coming year. But here's the other downside of that. Not only is the $1.70 difference helping them, it's sending a signal that they need to plant more beans and expand another 3-4% again for the coming year. So it's a double, triple, quadruple whammy that continues to pound on us. And that's why payments are probably coming as the screams get louder, but that's not the solution. We need trade agreements with results and action, and they are few and far between at this time. So I'm struggling.
Yeah. Yeah, these agreements need some measurables. We need to be able to quantify exactly what it might mean, or what not might mean, what it means to the ag industry going forward, and we're having trouble getting that. Hey, a listener had a question for you, Tim. What's the biggest force holding E15 back? Is it big oil?
Yes.
Okay. That's simple.
So the other part of what I'm doing is 45Z rules and regulations. It's two sides to this. It's one, to get the Treasury, you know, to get the rules right for farmers so we can participate using the practices that we currently do, you know, to help lower CI scores at these ethanol plants and hopefully get some premium. The other thing we're working on are the small refinery exemption waivers. You know, that's a big deal that isn't resolved yet. And we've got to make sure that the oil companies don't win at that angle, because they've already decided they're going to grant some small refinery exemption waivers for 24 and 25. We need to make sure those gallons are reallocated, or it'll be like first Trump administration when we lost 2 billion bushels of demand. Now in 26 and 27, that's coming too, and hopefully that'll look a little better. The EPA is actually doing better than they ever have, but that doesn't mean they're doing right yet. That's why you pound them.
Yeah, that's why you got to keep the message right there in front of them, and you're doing it, Tim. I appreciate that very, very much. All right, Rock, final thoughts here as we wrap up the Farmer Forum. You talked about, you know, the need for everybody to be safe out there. I certainly appreciate that. What else are you working on?
Well, a term is coming into conversation again, Chip. Reminds me of the 80s with my suppliers. The term accounts receivable is coming up again. And, gosh, I sure hope we can get something happen here real fast. And, you know, things brighten up real quick. So good talk with you again, pal. Stay safe yourself.
Good to talk to you. You bet. You know I will. Tim, good to talk to you. Travel safe out there, and keep up the good work. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Chip.
All right. That is Rock Ketchnig in Illinois, Tim Burak in Northeast Iowa. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. We covered a lot of ground with those guys. This input issue and the input costs in general have obviously caught everybody's attention. We've got some great coverage on it. Chris Bennett did some bang-up work on that meeting that happened down in Arkansas. Go to www.agweb.com to get more on that story and a whole lot more. Come back this afternoon. We've got a conversation with Phil Conrad, independent grain analyst.
At a certain point, you can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zatavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols, because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent quality performance from every seed. Performance that can pay off with better soybean yield. Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump maintains he has nothing to do with the signed letter included.